Good afternoon. I'm going to make a conversion about my poster, which is coded E21. This is about another model, which is based on the Wilson-Denny code, for the sole reason that I haven't found anything better than this one. So there are two stars, and there is an extension to this model. There is an accretion disk, which is non-circular. Of course, this was done the easiest way. About two decades ago, I wrote a model which included a circular disk, so I modified this model just to show qualitatively what would be the results on the light curve. Here is a light curve of a system, and what we can see, these are two effects we are not available or not shown in a light curve system which has a circular disk. This is asymmetric secondary minimum, and the other one is the difference in the height of the maximum. And when you inspect the contributions of the components, you can immediately see the reason why this is. Of course, I had to apply to a real observations. And after hearing talk by Dr. Liner, I have to confess this is not the first application. I already applied the code to SV Centauri. This is a system which is believed to be a contact system, but Dr. Liner, several years ago, proposed this system could harbor an accretion disk. And this attempt was a failure. I couldn't describe observations with this model. It's probably too simple. But then I applied to Ku Sigma. This is a log period algotype system. We have two sets of data, older ones and more recent one, on the right. I got much better description within the non-circular disk model than the circular disk model, which is not surprising, as I got two more free parameters. But what was mentioned by Dr. Reed, there are the dips which could be described only within the non-circular disk model. Thank you very much.